Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing with the sixth parak of Masechet Nedarim, and we're up to parak Vav, and today we are, Be'ez Hashem, learning parak Vav, Mishnayos, Dalet, and Hey. So in Mishnah Dalet, the Mishnah tells us, Dag Dagim Sheni Tov, if a person takes a neder, then I'm not going to taste fish or fishes, Asr Behen, Ben Gadol, Ben Katanim, then he's not allowed to have any type of fish, big or small, Ben Meluchin, Ben Tfelin, whether they're salted or unsalted, Ben Chayin, Ben Muvishalin, whether they are raw or cooked, Umutar Betaris Trufa Uvatsir, but he's allowed to eat chopped taris, a special species of fish that was chopped up before being sold, and fish juice, because these are not called fish. Even though taris is a type of fish, people refer to it by its own name, and they wouldn't refer to it as fish or fishes. So therefore, it's not included in the neder. Hanoder minat tzachna, if someone takes a neder that asks him from eating tzachna, which is a mixture of different types of chopped fish, asur b'taris trufa, then he's not allowed to eat taris, because that's also a type of chopped fish. But he's allowed to have fish juice and fish fat because they don't have solid pieces of chopped fish. Hanoder mitaris trufa, if a person takes a neder from eating chopped taris, also betzir of murius, then he's not allowed to even eat the fish juice and the fish fat, because by adding the word chopped, which was not needed, taris is always chopped, he must be including the fish and the fat as well, the partenur explains. Now Mishnah Hay tells us, Hanoder mina chalav mutar bakum, if a person takes a neder from milk, he's allowed to have whey, which is the watery liquid that separates from the curds in the cheese-making process. Even though it is dairy, but it is in a certain sense, at least, it's not what some refer to as chalav. Rabbi Yossi says, no, he's not allowed to have whey. They don't really argue. They're based on how people use the word whey and the word milk where they live. And where the Tanakhama lived, whey was simply referred to as whey and was not included in the word milk. And Rabbi Yossi's place, it was called whey of milk. So when a person said milk, he meant whey as well. Abishalomer hanodim and agvina. If someone takes a neder from cheese, so asur ba bein melucha bein tefeli, he's not allowed to have cheese whether it's salted or unsalted, even though he said hagavina, the cheese, he didn't just mean the best type of cheese, which means salted cheese, he meant any type of cheese. So to review what we learned today, that Mishnah Dalet, we said if a person says dug dugim sheni toim, he's not allowed to have large fish or small fish, salted fish or unsalted fish, raw fish or cooked fish, but he's allowed to have chopped taris and fish juice, because that's not included in dug dugim. If he takes a neder from tzachana, so he's not allowed to have the chopped taris. However, he's allowed to have fish juice and fish fat. But if he takes a neder from taris trufa, chopped taris, so it's like a double expression of chop chop, then he's asr even in the fish juice and the fish fat, because otherwise he wouldn't have used the double expression. And then in Mishnah Hay we learned that if a certain person takes a neder from chalav, he's allowed to eat whey. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, he's not allowed to eat whey. If he takes a neder from kum, from whey, so then he's allowed to have chalav. We may have missed that line when I read the Mishnah. Menachum mutar b'chalav. If he takes a neder from whey, he's allowed to have chalav, because both of them agree that no one would call chalav whey. Abishol says someone who takes a neder from gavina, from hagavina rather, from the cheese, it doesn't necessarily mean the best cheese. He's not allowed to have either salted or unsalted cheese. But from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav.